Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mysteries, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and welcome to the show. For anyone new to listening to this show is dedicated to Almeen. She is the world's leading mystic and seer of our time, and she has brought through many sacred and incredible teachings on Earth that actually help you and mankind to break free of belief systems held in place, clear cellular memories, and more, actually. So, yes, the title of the show is quite an interesting one, and I felt to share with you guys. Maybe not all of it, but I will share some of it. So, first of all, I'm Vanessa, I'm your host, and welcome to all of our beloved Light family out there. It is such a pleasure to do this show, and I enjoy doing it. So, hi. The song that you just heard is called The Oracle, and that is from one of the 18 elixirs by Almeen. She's used those to help with Balvas Patah for the healing of allergies and addictions. So you would actually do the Balvas Patah, sacred healing modality. It's one of the most powerful healing modalities on Earth right now. And so you would incorporate those sound elixirs with the Belvas Pata holistic healing, and it is very, very powerful. So that is one of the actual elixirs that you hear. And when I say elixir, it means that Amin uses equal amounts of black and white like frequency, which helps cancel out illusory frequencies within your field for one's being, you know, the illusion of disease, whatever it is. So it corrects the frequencies in your field, which is absolutely incredible. So what else would I like to speak about? Babies of the resurrection. How interesting. I did mention this last week, but I'm going to mention it again. And it's called Gathering of the Gods. And she says gods, gathering of the gods, gods and goddesses of the earth, a sacred meeting of the light bearers of the planet. And it's presented by Jan Alvey. And it's not long away. It's only the 14th of July to the 16th of July. It's very, very, it's only a month, basically. And a holy gathering has been called to prepare the planet for the resurrection of mankind, as received through revelation and confirmed by the angels. The seer Amin releases information about the miraculous transcendence taking place on earth. And also what will be featured is a brand new Belvas Pata of resurrection, released for the very first time. I cannot wait to hear about that. So very beautiful things happening, everybody. And I did listen to the audio and I did mention it last week, but I just think it's so pertinent and so incredibly, there are so many shifts happening right now on earth. It's just so quickly and so fast, amazing, like multiple strands and threads happening. I feel quite rapidly, like a lot of things that I'm actually feeling, that I actually see, it's like telepathically I'm seeing it, or communicating, feeling this communication with it telepathically and empathically. And even though I'm going about my daily life, I'm feeling all of this as well at the same time. And I feel like I'm actually having a conversation with the infinite at the same time. Even though in silence, I feel like I'm somewhere else, even though I'm fully present here, but I'm also there. And that's what it feels like. But it's just after reading what Amin has posted today in her actually private diary, I feel it confirms certain things that I've been picking up on as well. And interesting today, because the time map for today, it's a very beautiful time map. But first of all, I think I'm jumping ahead. So what I would like to say is, first of all, about the babies of resurrection. This retreat that's coming up, like nobody knew this retreat was happening, and suddenly, you know, there's a retreat, and I feel Amin received this information and was like, there must be a retreat, because otherwise this reality, these babies can't come into physicality. And so these babies, they're actually resurrected babies already waiting to be born for, you know, that's absolutely incredible. And so this, my feeling for this retreat, from what Amin says, because she has a four and a half minute audio about the babies of the resurrection. And Amin looked at the root cause of aging on the planet and what it means for the new wave of babies born today, and why does aging on our planet exist if we're going into states of resurrection? And it was very incredible and actually so profound how she explains how some of the people on Earth over 60s are aging, and what they're actually doing is, I wrote it down last week as I spoke, and I said the elderly are like the flowers going back into the earth. And it's like, you know, the energy is going back into the earth, but these, their energy is actually feeding the babies for them to come through into physicality, these resurrected beings. It's really deep and profound on many different levels, and I'm still integrating what they're doing, actually. So I just thought, if you want to listen to that audio, you can go to www.spiritualjourneys.com and you can click on the audio for Babies of the Resurrection and Gathering of the Gods. Gods, I should say. I said gods. Gathering of the Gods. She also means goddesses, by the way. It's just, so whoever feels the pull to go to that, because I know I cried when I felt it so much. It was just like the sacredness of this event actually coming up. It's incredible. And I don't know words for what you're actually doing by attending this particular retreat and holding the space to shift reality to such a degree that these pure sacred babies can be born, resurrected babies can be born into physicality. And so certain things have to be shifted before this can actually happen, which is, it's quite profound, you know? And to be part of that at a retreat is going to be a phenomenal gift in your own life and those who interact with you. And I mean, what you're doing is a proxy for all of existence. It's incredible. There are it's just incredible. It's, what's the word I would use? Unfathomable. It's amazing. And for those who are blessed to go, I just send you my blessings and my deepest, deepest gratitude for what you are doing, because it's incredible. And I just want to say thank you. So, okay, now I'm going to move on to the time map. So for anyone who hasn't received a cosmic time map, you can also get those on Spiritual Journeys, and they're really fun to do because you get a beautiful mantra, you get your own personal mantra, and that's yours for the year. And then you have the mantras for the entire year, and your own personal mantra is like your own cosmic birthday. So, you know, you're living this as much as you can every single day. And each day there's also someone else's mantra. Whoever ordered a cosmic time map has their own, you know, mantra as well. So today's one is, in the deep peace of a surrendered life, I cease opposing all aspects of existence. I felt this was very pertinent to today's time map because, just let me see there for a second. Say when you get the time map, you actually get, you know, some things. You can also do the online course, which is very helpful because it helps you understand the time map more. So today is, we're on letter B, say, for example, and it's transmutational, and a day to gain perception from opposition in order to create a higher reality. So it's very great as a guidance tool and to see what area of the wheel you're actually on. You can be in arc bar, you can be in a hood, it depends on where you are in your time map. So for today, I think we're on the last day of resources, money, abundance, and treating yourself abundantly and to stop pacifying. So it's very good, and you actually have all of this sacred fragrance alchemy that goes with these particular different points on the template, on the wheel of the time map. It's a cosmic time map, which is done in the form of a wheel. And, so you have, you know, the Arabian Nights, the Blue Lagoon, Lily Blend, Luxor Blend, Papyrus Blend, you know, Magnolia Blend, and Hathor Blend, and Secret of Nefertiti Blend. And they all coincide with, you know, where you are on the time map. So say, for example, and you have the gates then, like Akbar, Uhud, things like that. And they all link in together in this amazing cosmic time map thread, I suppose I would say. And it's just amazing. Like some of it's like, you know, you could be on day 71 or day 155, and you'll be, you know, you might be in the mystical hidden realms part of that. So it's being, you know, receptive, you know, for attitudes and contact from the hidden realms, but, you know, not to be, you know, it's really like just having a conversation with someone else. You still have to be discerning, you know, just because something is from the hidden realms doesn't make it better. So better than you or no better than you. So it's really, it's like, you know, communication with people as well. You have to use your discernment and what feels, you know, right to you. So, you know, I'm just going to take a little break, and I'm going to put on some beautiful music for you. I'm feeling to put something on. Let me see what I will put on for you beautiful beings who are listening. Okay, so I'm going to put on Lemurian Dream. This is a beautiful CD that Ami has put out there. And you can check that out on www.spiritualjourneys.com. And I hope you enjoy this piece because it is really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. That is so beautiful. It just moves me in so many different ways. Oh, God, it nearly transports me to another place, to be honest with you. I just love it. I actually bought the album because it is so, so beautiful. Just listen. Oh, my gosh, her voice is so exquisitely beautiful. So I think I have a caller on the show. I'm just going to say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Who do I...
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with? Hi, welcome to Mystery Miracles and Mysticism. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I just noticed you called. Is there something you want to ask, or?
Yes. What do you see for me related to work? Anything coming?
Oh, okay. We don't actually do readings on this particular show. So
oh,
this
perfect.
Show is dedicated.
Yeah, so what kind of question do you want to, I don't understand.
Oh, I just didn't know if you wanted to ask a question about work. I think what you could do, I know Almeen, because I talk about Almeen, she's world using mystic and seer on this show. So she's doing a thing called, you get your personal prophecy from Almeen, and she'll do it for the month. So that would be worth considering checking out on www.virtualjourneys.com if you want to get a bit more clarity. That's another way she can kind of do stuff like that. Okay. So, kind of lost her there. Okay, so continuing onwards, I don't know what happens there, but maybe she'll call back, I don't know. But okay, for anyone who is new to this radio show, you just heard Lemurian Dream by Almeen. And it was really beautiful. And so you can check that out on spiritualjourneys.com. And so, yeah, it was incredible. And welcome back to the show. So moving onwards. First encounter with a raspberry. The purpose of life is to turn the unknown into the known through experience, and encountering new challenges, trusting in your ability to overcome is essential. It activates the powerful manifestation force of intent. Yep. I think that's really imperative in anything in your reality, in your life, especially if you're going through something. You know, whatever it is, you know, if there's illness or whether it's, you know, grieving or, you know, letting go of old relationships, whatever it is, the purpose of life to turn the unknown into the known through experience when encountering new challenges, trusting, I use that word very clearly, trusting in your ability to overcome is essential. It activates the powerful manifestation force of intent. So that's pretty amazing. And it's a very powerful message, actually, by Almeen. Now someone put in a post on Almeen, and it was something about the flawed premises of Eastern religions. And they said, "Dear Almeen, it was said that it is a privilege to be born on earth to get particular experience through this body in this density. Why then, in Eastern religions, the necessity to get out of the cycle of rebirth on earth and attain nirvana is so much emphasized?" And Almeen's response to that is, though there's value in Eastern religions, as there is some in most religions, there are also several major flawed premises as the foundation of their belief system. These are that within the eternal flow of unfolding life, there's a point of arrival, that is nirvana. And the point two, that being in the soul world is somehow more advanced than being in the physical world. The soul world appears to offer relief from physical suffering, but is the place of resolving emotional karma. That, and then number three is that immortality of the soul, which means not having to incarnate, is superior to immortality of the body, which means not having to die. Neither one can be a permanent state, since there is no point in eternity, just a delaying of the next step, which is resurrection. And she has a sacred wheel posted up there for that, which ties into what's happening this weekend. Yes, this weekend is the solstice weekend. But it's actually on the Tuesday, as Joanne kindly pointed out to me. But there's going to be, I think it's starting Saturday, actually. So Saturday. And so that will be the solstice ceremony. I'm trying to see if I can just read a little bit about it to you. So the solstice ceremony, that is happening this Saturday, and you can go to Spiritual Mastery, www.spiritualmastery.com, and it's going to be, my feeling is, a live online webinar that's taking place. So you will be connecting with beautiful beings from all over the world. We're taking place in this sacred webinar preparing for the second resurrection, actually, which ties in with the next thing coming up, as far as I'm aware, would be the July retreat with Jan. So for the resurrected baby. So it's actually so profound. And I'm really, really looking forward to doing this online webinar, which is taking place on Saturday. So, you know, you could even connect with people, some of your life family, on Skype, and, you know, if you can do like a group call or something. And so beautiful to connect your energies and, you know, just share in that, you know. If not, do it on your own, and really though, you're not alone, because you're there taking part with everyone. So everything is in perfection, and wow, what a gift and a privilege to be able to take part. That's all I can say. So on another note, so you can check it out on Amin's Spiritual Journeys. The other thing I would like to mention, and I have noticed, and I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but my heart chakra today has been quite sore. And I've been aware of certain things going on inside my body. Even though I've been breathing, there's been certain things happening, like, inside my heart chakra. I don't know how else to explain. It's like a wave. Waves going through my body. But I've no words to explain it. I don't know how to explain it in words. And so I've been aware of that. And just aware of some of the shifts that are happening within. And I'll mention briefly about, because I did title the radio show, Inner Rebellion Against Source. Amin mentioned briefly about time management undermined. So people are asking, like, what's the best way to, you know, what are the most common ways that time management is on, you know, that we undermine our time and management skills. I'll just give a brief, because Amin goes into the, you know, demonstrates the efficient use of time. And then I'll just give the, you know, principle three, say, because, I mean, if you want to actually do this, you can actually sign up for Amin's Lightworkers, Messages for Lightworkers, which is really great. It's not expensive at all. And every day you're given, like, insights of things that are happening in the cosmos that you may see being expressed through your reality when you walk this journey. And it's really profound, because anything that Amin posts, and I've always said this, anything she posts, I see it being played out in my reality. Because there is no separation, you know, we are all part of the one being, the one and the many. So everyone at their own level of awareness will experience something, and, you know, a thread ties into this thread and that thread, and it makes this amazing, you know, massive insight. It's incredible. So principle three, being late for appointments on a regular basis is grossly inconsiderate to the time of others, either spent waiting for them or having their schedule disrupted by latecomers. Tardiness is as much a habit and takes the same effort as timeliness. So the application, consideration of the discomfort caused to others by being tardy can spur one to create a personal strategy to stay on time. She says, I have set my clock 5 minutes ahead and live by my clocks, ignoring the fact that they are not on time. They seem to have broken my habit of always being a little late. So that's just a little, she says, may we grasp the importance of time management in living a stress-free life. This allows us to respond masterfully to situations in our life rather than damaging relationships by being reactionary, which is great. And I do agree with that. I mean, I actually have to set my... I have to set my alarm 20 minutes actually fast. And I really think it's worth it. It makes a massive difference, and I'm glad that I do it. So we'll hear also an inner rebellion against source. Obviously, this came up, and I saw this being played out some way. I'm not going to give all the information, but Amin has said that there are certain things missing. And this is all part of the ceremony of the resurrection that's happening this weekend. So it's massive. I felt this was massive. I felt it was absolutely massive. And there are certain insights in here that are actually really, really pertinent, I feel. And just, you know, things that are happening on Earth at the moment with Russia and China. And, you know, I have been picking up on China, that kind of area. I was very aware of that. Also made contact with a Russian friend of mine. So in different ways, they can be played out. And so it's really about what's happening on Earth and how we have to shift within ourselves and the powerfulness of Amin's tools and the sacredness of how powerful they are and really are not to be underestimated, to be honest, for that matter. And so that's, you know, there's been things happening about an inner rebellion against source, and it's all masculine, feminine stuff again. So if you want to check it out on Messages for Lightworkers, because it's something that I, you know, recommend that one would consider reading. Also stuff with, you know, someone said something to me in work today about something about the living dead, or, you know, they prefer that. And I was kind of like, huh? And it was so interesting. You know, I was looking at this guy today and I really felt like, is he even alive? You know, he didn't feel alive to me. It was just very strange. But I mean, saying these things are called night crawlers and they walk upon the land like ghostly men. Their legs have no feet. Their arms have no hands, nor their face have they. I mean, it feels to me like something from Harry Potter, you know, and those Death Eaters. And she said that they actually feed from, they scare animals and trees. And she mentioned about, like, stuff that they prolonged their existence in some way, and but they're not actually ghosts. They don't go through a death. And she said they were sorcerers at one stage, and they kind of feed off, they kind of suck the life force out of animals and trees. I just find it kind of disturbing, to be honest, but I'm wondering why this is happening, you know, and what needs to be healed within, you know. So I'm just giving you brief little segments because I don't want to give it all away, you know. Amin has created this Messages for Lightworkers, and I just wanted to share pieces of it with you guys because I'm just letting you know, yes, there is stuff going on, and but it's all part of the cosmic unfolding of life and trusting in the perfection, but also in great awareness with the self. And I'm telling myself this as well, you know. But you get a beautiful wheel with this as well, and I feel this wheel will, it's a labyrinth, it will help with this as well. So I'm actually going to save that now. And well, I think I've shared everything that I can share with you guys for right now. But I will play another elixir for you, and let's move on from there. Let's just see, Charlie. Yes, I'm going to say goodnight to you guys, and I'm going to play another one from the Lemurian Dream. And because her album is so beautiful, I just think it's beautiful. So it was a pleasure doing this radio show this evening, and I will be back again next week. My love and praise and gratitude and trust to each and every one of you who tune into this show and listen to it. You know, let's keep the torch burning and bright and full of hope and with love in our hearts. And I'm just grateful to each and every one of you that connect. So without further ado, let's press play.
Jesus.